USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ripped the hypocrisy of his critics being more outraged at Martha's Vineyard than the drugs and death the open border has caused.
Where's that fentanyl coming from? It's coming over the open southern border. It's only when 50 get put into Martha's Vineyard, which wasn't saying they didn't want this. They said they wanted this. They said they were a sanctuary jurisdiction. These were people who were basically destitute and then put in a situation where they could have succeeded, but that was all virtue signaling. And not only did I not welcome them, they deported them the next day with the National Guard. Give me a break.
Hurricane Fiona strengthened into a Category 3 storm on Tuesday morning, packing 115-mile-an-hour winds as it neared the Turks Caicos Islands. The deadly storm is the first major hurricane of the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. It should skirt past mainland USA and go into Nova Scotia, Canada by the weekend. The National Association of Home Builders is reporting the U.S. housing market is in the middle of a deep recession. That could put pressure on the Federal Reserve to ease up on interest rate hikes when they meet this week. Home builder confidence declined for a ninth straight month in September as surging mortgage rates and steep prices pushed many buyers out of the market. Mark Zandi from Moody's Analytics on CBS News.
So it's really a matter of affordability. So at the current mortgage rate of over 6%, you know, you multiply that by the current house price, it's just you come up with a monthly mortgage payment that just most households that are potential first-time homebuyers just can't afford, so they can't buy.
Russian-controlled regions of eastern and southern Ukraine announced plans Tuesday to start voting this week to become a part of Russia. The scheduling of referendums, which Ukraine and Western nations call illegal, starts Friday. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal.
President Biden has declared the pandemic over in the United States, even as the number of Americans who have died from COVID continues to rise. Statistics show that over 400 Americans on average are dying from the virus each day. But someone higher up than President Biden corrected his statement to mainstream media, saying the comments did not signal a change in policy and there were no plans to lift the ongoing COVID-19 public health emergency. The World Health Organization announced on Tuesday an outbreak of Ebola has been declared in Uganda after health authorities confirmed a rare Sudan strain. A 24-year-old man showed symptoms and later died. A Bexar County, Texas sheriff announced Monday he's opening an investigation into flights Florida Governor Ron DeSantis arranged last week that took some 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts.
As we understand it, 48 migrants were lured, I will use the word lured, under false pretenses into staying at a hotel for a couple of days. They were taken by airplane. At a certain point, they were shuttled to an airplane. Where they were flown to Florida and then eventually flown to Martha's Vineyard, again, under false pretenses is the information that we have.
All the illegal immigrants were removed from Martha's Vineyard by the National Guard that was called in. The move was to highlight the millions of illegal immigrants that have invaded the United States in the past 11 months. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, that's why I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.